Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Wednesday. It's warm out there, I'm told.
Yeah, it's a little steamy.
It's not warm in here.
No, it's nice and cool. What do we got? Are we high 80s today?
I was wondering if it hit 90.
I got 87 on the old iPhone today. So it's tough because my gym doesn't have AC. So boy, it just it's a mother. Mm. We try to open the doors and like turn on the fans and stuff, but boy, it is it's a mother bear on these summer days. You get a bunch of those hot, sweaty men rolling around together. Let me tell you, it gets hot.
We are your sports bros. I am Isaac.
Sada.
And Big Souk is right over there.
With dude.
He's the bold one. Mm-hmm. Ryan Buckley is here. It is day two of the Fan Global Sports Network, created by the powers that be here at Odyssey Portland. We are now on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
And 1080thefan.com and YouTube and Twitch. And
yeah.
We're everywhere.
We're basically on the CW sometimes.
You can't not find us.
My parents found me on TV the other day. They were blown away.
Is that disturbing?
They were like, what the hell? You didn't tell us you were on TV.
Mm.
No, I didn't.
No. Well, you couldn't get it on TV back in Salina, but you
know, no.
Now they're locals.
Yep.
I want to get your dad one of those What About Bob shirts that say, don't hassle me, I'm local. Do you think Jack Ropp would wear that if I got him one of those?
Yes, I think he would.
What size is he?
Well, he went over to State Farm the other day to get some insurance needs taken care of.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if the next day he was not wearing a State Farm polo.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm was there for his wardrobe.
I am so excited. I would like to think that polo was free, and that's about to become his favorite shirt.
Well, of course. You think he bought that?
I don't know. Do they hand out State Farm polos?
Well, if you do business with them.
Well, I didn't get a polo.
I don't feel like that's standard.
I do. Well, yeah, my new car.
You should maybe ask.
Well, I did mine online through like an insurance, like a Wrangler.
Well, they're not going to give you a polo.
They're not going
to give
me a polo.
But if you go to a local agent, I think they'll toss you a polo.
Would you?
I mean, who else is wearing them?
Boy,
no, I would not wear it, but my dad would. Hence, you give him a t-shirt, he's going to rock it.
I am ordering your dad a Don't Hassle Me, I'm Local shirt. And I would like a photo of Jack Ropp out in the wild. Has he discovered Bi-Mart yet?
I haven't taken him quite yet. It's on my list.
You got to ease him into the culture here.
We got a lot to show him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to explain something because someone was asking on the text line, and I think this is a good time to do it. So we have moved to 105.1 FM, and a lot of people, I just think we did a pretty poor job of educating people what 99.5 HD2 was.
Yeah.
So we have been on the FM this whole time. It's just that I think people even with HD radios don't really know the sitch. Because it is kind of weird. But if you don't know this, I think it's worth explaining at least once. And that is that if you go to 99.5 on your FM dial.
Which is the wolf. Ow!
And that's our country station.
Yes.
As long as you have an HD radio. Now, this won't work if it's not an HD radio. But most cars come with HD radios now.
Yeah.
If you let it sit on 99.5, then you can click up one click on your dial, then you get 99.5 HD2.
Yes.
And that's where we used to reside. That is no longer, since we've moved to a real HD signal, 105.1 now.
Yeah.
But most stations, if not all stations along the FM dial, have HD2, sometimes even HD3 and 4 channels.
And they'll just be like different versions of it. In fact, I think the 99.5, the Wolf's like HD3 is like a classic country.
Right.
Where they play
they
like,
switch it up.
Yeah, they play like, you know, Tammy Wynette or George Jones or whatever.
Now, so. I don't even know, of people that have HD radios, how many people do you think even know
that? I'll tell you right now, until we made the switch over to that, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason I ever found it is the BTJ and me both have newer cars the last couple of years, and neither one of them has an AM radio. So I was like,
really?
Oh.
They don't even have AM? I thought that was a thing in Congress.
I don't have an AM radio.
But I thought they were requiring, wasn't this like a law?
I think there were manufacturers that were thinking about eliminating them altogether, and I think they were trying to pass a bill that was stopping that. And I don't know whatever happened to it, but so in my gal's SUV and in my car, I think hers is like a 2022 and mine was just last year I bought it. There is no AM radio. There is no option.
Wow.
So that's the only time I figured it out is I had to go to the HD2 signal. Otherwise, I couldn't listen to the fan when I was in my car.
Now, you can always listen on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
So nothing changes there.
No.
It still sucks.
And we're still on YouTube and Twitch and all there. The other places you can
anywhere you get your podcast. Yeah. But now, if you're on the FM, you can just bounce up to 105.1.
I made the official switch today instead of, because I had the 99.5.2 pre-programmed. Now, it's 105.1. And it finally switched over because yesterday the Bello logo was still up on my on the touchscreen on my car. It was the fan, but it had the Bello logo today. The new Fan Bridge logo was up there. So look at us.
So it's the Fan Global Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 AM, YouTube, Twitch, the app, Odyssey app, anywhere you get your podcast, CW. My God, we're everywhere. okay, let's get back to sports. What did I tease?
Someone's asking if they can buy Jack Rupp a My Son's an Idiot shirt.
You certainly can. I don't know that he would wear that. That'd be an interesting test.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he loves him a free shirt, but that might be a bridge too far.
I think we
Although the other son is coming next week, maybe we should have it for
that.
For his appearance.
Because I think this could be a fun game because, you know, my old man, he passed away, although I still have one. I had two dads. The free shirt dad thing is interesting because I think all dads love a free shirt than anything else.
They don't want to buy new clothes.
What level could we push this? How bad could we make the shirt and the old man would still wear it?
Well, he doesn't really need it.
Yeah.
So I
does anyone need a free t-shirt? No.
No, but I'm just saying like he's already got clothes.
Yeah.
I did find it odd that he was wearing the State Farm polo.
He's wearing a State Farm polo. If we can get a State Farm polo on him, I think we could. Is it or is it like one of those weird off brands?
It's pretty nice. And remember, he was an insurance guy back in the day.
Yeah.
In addition to being a chaplain.
Interesting.
So he reps.
I kind of want to play around with this and see what sort of free gear I can give your dad to see if he'll wear it.
Get after it. All right, coming up next. Oh, I know what I teased. The NCAA needs booze more than ever. Next on 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back to our show. This next story comes to us from the Wall Street Journal, and I found it most interesting as if you've ever been to an NCAA-sanctioned event, namely like over at the Moda Center when they have the NCAA tournament in town,
yeah,
you will notice how generic their court and advertisers, their setup is.
Yeah.
Because, and there's just no, I mean, you can get beer there.
Yeah, but you have to put it. So, like, I remember once.
Yeah, you have to put it in a certain cup.
You have to put it.
Cup.
So, I bought like a Bud Light or a Modelo, whatever the beer was. And they made me put it in a Powerade cup. Because Powerade was the sponsor of whatever. And they didn't have an official beer sponsor. So, you could buy a beer, but if you were going to take it onto to your seat, God forbid someone in the crowd sees you drinking a Bud. So, you pour it into a Powerade cup.
Yeah, and so they've always had this weird relationship with alcohol where they're just high and mighty, and they don't really have...
Well, and they think because they're affiliated with student athletes, that doesn't blend with alcohol.
Students don't drink.
But it's like, it's this antiquated, very 1950s Pollyanna-style parent attitude.
I remember when we played, I mean, this is many, many moons ago, but from BYU especially, who does not have an alcohol sponsor, you can't even sell it at the stadium. Fresno State, I believe, was the first college to sign an official beer partner. And I remember going into the whatever that stadium's called. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think it was Coors Light. And there was Coors Light stuff everywhere. And Fresno State was like, hey, man, we need money. So that is 25 years ago. They're like, come on board. We're Fresno State. Let's do it.
You sure it wasn't Michelob?
It might have been Michelob. I don't know if Michelob Ultra was around back then. I'm fairly certain it was Coors Light. But that was, like I said, it was a long time ago. But I do remember being like, oh, my God. In all the stadiums I've been to, like, I had never seen that before.
So the NCAA doesn't really have booze partners. I mean, they do, but it's really, the booze partnership is really more than networks.
Yeah.
But I was reading this article that was talking about how the NCAA just simply needs cash, and they're trying to expand the men's basketball tournament.
Yeah.
And because they want more teams in there. But what looks like a simple formula, basically add more teams means make more money.
Yeah.
It's not quite that simple.
No.
No. The question whether the tournament expands to, I think they're talking about like 76 teams.
Something like that, yeah.
By next spring.
I assume that just meant more inventory for TV and they'll get a bump in revenue.
It basically hinges on one thing, and the NCAA has always fought it, and that is alcohol. Because to make expansion pencil out, this says the NCAA needs to wring significant amounts of money from selling official NCAA sponsorships in categories that it has previously shunned: beer, wine, and hard alcohol.
Okay.
The twist is that the NCAA can't sell those sponsorships themselves. Instead, it has to persuade tournament broadcasters, CBS and Turner, to do so, and then increase their own annual payments to the NCAA.
What?
The NCAA would use its portion to fund the travel expenses and tournament payouts for the additional teams. Anything left over would go towards the growing expenses of college sports, including the national office's portion of a massive antitrust settlement.
What?
Isn't that wild?
Why do they have to... Why are they making them jump through all these hoops?
Let's read on, shall we?
I'm just... It seems like this shouldn't be that hard. Is it their own red tape they can't navigate?
The NCAA landed in this bizarre position because the men's basketball tournament, its crown jewel property, is tied up in a TV contract through 2032. The deal is so great for the broadcaster, CBS and Turner, that they have little reason to touch it. As the price of rights to coveted sporting events skyrockets, the broadcasters have America's most loved tournament locked up for 7 more years in exchange for relatively fixed annual payments. The contract does not require the broadcasters to pay more for more teams. The NCAA president, Charlie Baker, confirmed this in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. So the NCAA is trying to leverage another part of the deal. So as part of its 2010 broadcast rights contract, the NCAA handed control of its sponsorship program to CBS and Turner. So the unusual move means that if a bank or an insurance company wants to become an official sponsor of the NCAA or any championship, it doesn't pay the NCAA. It pays the broadcasters of the NCAA tournament.
Okay, so this makes sense. So it's just, there's some contract red tape and they're trying to work around it.
Yeah, so the rights holders, CBS and Turner, keep the sponsorship revenue, which they use to offset their $1 billion annual payment to the NCAA for the men's basketball tournament. It's a setup very different from pretty much any major pro sports broadcast rights deal.
But this is kind of similar, I guess, in some ways, because like when they talk about adding teams to conferences, some of these conferences you've read will have a provision saying that whatever ESPN or Fox or whatever will kick in depending on what, I think they call it like pro rata or whatever. There's provisions in there that if you add more teams to a certain point or certain teams, they will increase the payment a full share or half a share, and others do not. And that's why that's such a tricky thing, is when you add more, it doesn't necessarily mean that the TV contract has to pay. And that's what this sounds like here. I was under the assumption that more TV or more games meant more inventory and the TV networks had to pay up.
No, they're locked in. But they're locked in. So it's really a good deal for CBS and Turner. Yeah. In a stunning turn of events, we have found out that the NCAA, even their big shining...
It's the only thing that makes money.
Their big thing, the NCAA tournament, they don't have a favorable deal on.
No. Huh.
So,
interesting.
If it expands, be ready for a lot more booze, beer, and wine.
So, because you think about, like, everything is already sold. There's an official ladder. There's an official cola. There's an official this. It's kind of the last untapped market, right? We need the official hard spirit. We need the official beer. I'm guessing those are big... Those are big dollar things.
Well, what about BetMGM?
There you go.
DraftKings. What about that world? I don't know that the NCAA will.
They will.
Will go that far. You think they will?
They will. Dude, they need money, and they need money in the worst possible way. Mm. I mean, they got to settle a couple $1 billion worth of lawsuits, the house settlement, and you've got every team clamoring from here to kingdom come that they're falling short on money. And now that you're paying athletes, I mean, remember, all these non-revenue generating sports, the NCAA puts on all those championships. The NCAA will sell their soul to anything at this point to keep money coming in, because it's not getting any cheaper to run this sort of stuff. So trust me, bet it. We said the same thing about professional sports. There are now NFL stadiums with sports books attached to them. It's coming to college sports, 100%. Because that is the big moneymaker. When's the last time you watched a sporting event where you didn't see 1,000 different ads for gambling?
Well, college.
Yeah, that's it. It's the only one. But in professionalism?
Oh, all over the place.
They're all over the place. And so college can sit there and try to peacock all they want and say that they were above XYZ. And as the years go on, they're not above anything. They're just being forced to the table and, you know... I mean, God, the NFL and these places don't even need money, and they're still jumping in bed with it.
All right, up next, the must-see up-and-coming athletes of the last 5 years. Do we have one that not one person is talking about? Well, that's not true.
Because we're about to talk about it.
Well, a lot of people are talking about him. But is he better?
A lot of people are saying.
Is this guy better than the guy everyone talks about? We'll get to that coming up next. But first, Buck with his little SportsCenter update here on 105.1 The Fan.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right.
We were talking real quick about, you know, the NCAA needing money.
Yeah, they do.
I just threw this out there because, you know, every year the Packers have to release their financial records because it's, you know, it's a publicly...
Are you an owner of the Packers?
My dad is. We bought my dad one of those stock shares, you know.
You technically are.
Well, I'm not, but my dad is.
Well, when he kicks.
He ain't going to me.
What?
I'm not certain that I'm the favorable one in that will.
What?
But so that we the because the only way we get a glimpse of what the NFL is making is through the Packers, and so this does not include ticket sales. This does not include local sponsorships. Anything. This is just the money that is distributed from the NFL to each team, and that we get to know. And so
because of the Packers.
Only because of the Packers. Because the NFL cooks their books. Every owner's like, oh, you know, it's times are tough and I need you to build me a stadium or whatever. The Green Bay Packers were divvied up from the NFL just one blank check for $432 million last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Just saying. And then whatever local revenue you make and everything on top of that, that's all too. But the next time an NFL owner is like, well, you know, money's tight and it's tough. We, the Brown family with the Bengals, or when Jerry's like, I won't spend money in bad investment. Before you make anything on your own, the NFL gives you a check for $432 million. Is like, here you go, just for existing.
Popular league. People
so,
watching.
Yeah. So NCAA is hurting for money. Who's not hurting for money is the NFL.
Not a baseball. I was watching Miz last night mow down some Mariners.
Yeah.
And he only pitched into the fourth. Yeah. But that
lost
dude...
Lost what? 1-0 last night?
Who?
The
yeah,
Birds.
Yeah, I actually didn't even see who won the game.
I think the Mariners won 1-0 on a Cal Raleigh home run, if I'm not mistaken.
I was simply...
Last night won before.
I was watching the Miz. That's all I cared about.
It's, look
and
at you.
One, well, it was 0-0.
Yeah.
And once they pulled him, I was like, oh, this game sucks. I'm out.
You're done.
We'll go watch a real game.
Yeah, it was 1-0.
So Miz, that dude, he's amazing. If you haven't seen him.
He's electric.
He really is. He's, I don't know if he's better than Paul Skeens, but I will say this. Paul Skeens is the guy we all talk about as the young hotshot.
Yeah.
Miz is more must-see TV than Paul Skeens.
Yeah, so he threw 3 2/3. He gave up 3 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 7.
Yeah, he is awesome.
Yeah.
His name is, I think it's Jason Mizorowski.
No, Jacob. It is Jacob.
Jacob Mizorowski. Big,
AKA
tall,
the Polish Punisher.
Yeah, he's a big, tall, lanky kid, and his arm is probably going to fall off any day.
It, when
but,
he,
dude,
when
he throws 103 miles per hour.
It is so violent. It looks like such an unnatural motion.
So Skeens is great.
Yeah.
And probably the better of the two. But he came along a little sooner.
Sure.
But so it's hard to say who's better, but Skeens is just awesome to watch. But Miz is more fun to watch,
yeah,
I would say.
Well, he's
and nobody's really talking about that.
I would say right now it's more dynamic. And by the way, Skeens plays in an absolute wasteland in Pittsburgh.
I know.
Milwaukee, I think, is tied, right? I think Milwaukee,
they're good.
I think they had won 11 in a row before the Mariners beat them yesterday, and then the Brewers got them today. So I think they've won like 11 of 12. And I believe they're tied for the best record in baseball, and we're still not paying attention to them.
Yeah, it's true. That's part of why Skeens isn't much talk right now, is because the Pirates suck. I mean, he's pitching well.
Yeah, so Skeens.
But he's like 4-10.
So Skeens is 5-8.
5-8.
With a 1.91 ERA.
What's Miz?
The Miz is 4-1 with a 2.45 ERA.
Okay.
And he has 40 strikeouts in just a handful of it. I mean, he's. And they're not really pitching him deep into games. Like you said, they pulled him after less than 4 innings.
Listen, if you haven't seen him pitch yet, dude,
well,
he is the most exciting pitcher that I can think of since...
Well, since it's Skeens. I mean, Skeens
but
came
see,
up
I don't
with
think,
the same sort of thing.
I know, but I don't think he's that exciting to watch. He's fun to watch, but I'm talking about just like, whoa.
Who came on the scene with like an electric
Randy
debut.
Johnson was this way.
Well, like, I'll tell you what. Before he got hurt, when he was at his peak, Jacob
DeGrom
a couple years ago,
Lincecum,
when he wasn't getting hurt, was stupid fun to watch.
Yeah. So this guy, and so I bring this up because I was wanting to power rank.
Mm-hmm.
The must-see up-and-coming athletes of the last 5 years.
Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, to be fair, after only pitching in, I think, 4 or 5 games, they did give Miz an all-star.
Yeah, nod. he was great there,
yeah.
too.
And the Phillies were pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I think Miz makes the list over Skeens.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Because he does on my list.
He does on your list, but Skeens was a much bigger deal because we had seen Skeens and he had the Livy Dunn thing. And
I'm ranking this based off of must see.
Okay. Well, I'll say this.
To Skeens did have more buzz than
to the general public.
Definitely.
The Polish Punisher is still largely a
yes.
who, and Paul Skeens was not. When Paul Skeens arrived, it was like, dude.
I agree with
pay
that.
Attention to this person.
You had just seen him in the College World Series
yes.
with LSU.
No, I agree
Strasburg
with all that.
Had that coming up into Washington.
What I'm saying is, if you woke up from a coma and I said, you need to see these five athletes that I guarantee you when you went into a coma you had not seen or heard of before.
Okay.
Okay?
Talk to me.
Must see. I'm putting Miz in before Skeens.
I understand. I would not say that, but I get it.
I would have Wimbanyama in there. Because that would just blow your mind.
Yeah.
I would have Caitlin Clark in there.
Mm-hmm. Ohtani has to be in my list.
But he's not up and coming, though. I didn't think about him, but
I'm... You said 5 years?
Well, no. Yeah, I think of the last 5 years. I'm thinking of athletes that weren't on the radar and popped. They're either younger or newer.
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, I mean, Ohtani's been around for a while now.
I know. It's like, what, his 7th, 8th year? But still, like... I don't care. The fact that he is a Cy Young level pitcher and a multiple time MVP, Shohei Ohtani. In fact, if you had to say and I know he's only pitching a handful of innings right now, but if you had to tell me right now in the world of sport, and I could watch one thing, I would want to watch a game where Ohtani is pitching and hitting.
Sports is
and Ohtani starting outing to me right now. If he's, you know, if they're going to let him go 5-6 innings, I think that's the best buck that I the best bang for my buck right now in sports.
We've got Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
But can I submit Ant Edwards?
That's a good one. Yeah, Ant Edwards is a really good one.
If you hadn't seen him pre-2000, before he got drafted, I mean, he just...
2020.
Talking about, yeah, 2020, excuse me. Just the electricity that you're talking about with the Miz, like, he has that when he elevates.
Yeah, he's pretty fun. You're right. Must see, like, that. He is...
Like, just from an entertainment value standpoint.
The one guy I can't speak to, but everybody's raving about this, the soccer kid, the Yamal kid.
Oh, yeah.
Lamine Yamal, yeah.
I
know nothing.
No.
I also can't really comment on Connor Bedard.
Oh,
the hockey kid?
Nah.
Is he not on the
list? Well, he's... Connor Bedard is really good, but unfortunately, we've seen a couple hockey players in the last 10 years that had this kind of hype that were much better, one being Connor McDavid and the other one being Nathan MacKinnon. So Bedard has been good, but he isn't like, you know, he isn't like, oh my God, you have to see what he's doing.
My list would also include Carlos Alcaraz. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Couple of other people texting in, Jaden Daniels, Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, the receiver out of
Ohio State.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels. See, again, I mean, Jaden Daniels had an unbelievable rookie season, but I don't know. I've seen plenty of quarterback play that was...
That much more electric than the next guy, too, no. I don't think. I mean, he's really good.
I mean, no offense, but I'd rather watch... And I know he's not up and coming, but I'd rather watch Lamar Jackson run around than I would Jaden Daniels. So if you're saying must see, is he doing something different than other players in the league? No, Josh Allen plays the same style of game and plays it much better. I just don't think what he's doing is unique to where it would stand out. I would not put him in that mix. And someone saying Mahomes, but again, that's not five years ago.
Yeah, not up and coming.
But
well-established.
Well-established. I mean, my God, he's the best player in football, and it's not, I mean... That guy stamped his flag a long time ago as the best in the business. I was trying to think if there was anyone else that like any other fringe guy that I'd be like, oh my God, you have to.
Angel Reese.
Watching those me bounds. Well, I mean, some people would say, you know, Caitlin Clark at this point is hype.
And, well, I had her on my list.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you got to see her. If you haven't seen her,
yeah,
she's definitely in the top five.
I would think so. I think she's right now the biggest star in basketball. And I'm not saying women's basketball. I think she's the biggest star in basketball. When's the last time you saw an athlete, and you can argue whether or not she's good or deserves it. I don't care. When's the last time you saw an athlete that got games moved? They play in 35 to 4,500 seat arenas, and then Caitlin Clark comes to town, and they move games to NBA arenas, and they sell them out. I'm sorry, there's just nothing... I can't recall a female athlete doing that. I mean, this is Serena Williams type stuff. And you can say whether, you know, and everyone hates her and Casey Plum and Angel Reese, and I don't care. But what she has done for the elevation of that league is silly. Did you see the All-Star game numbers?
Oh, yeah.
So ESPN, which, again, they're just, their refusal to admit the Caitlin Clark effect is adorable because they don't want it to be about one person. So they said that the All-Star game rating was up like 158%. They're like, oh my God, up 158%. No, it wasn't. They put it like in little fine print. It was up 158% from 2 years ago when Caitlin Clark was a senior at Iowa. It was down 30-something percent from last year when Caitlin Clark played in it. And this year she wasn't.
Yeah, she coached in it this year.
She went, think about that. Caitlin Clark not being in the All-Star game to being in the All-Star game.
Caitlin Clark is white.
Is damn near 160% increase. And the moment she's gone, it chops it by a third. Mm. That's Tiger. The last athlete I saw to do this was Tiger Woods. Because when Tiger played in a golf tournament, when he was like winning the Masters, all of a sudden golf was like, oh my God, people are watching. Lance Armstrong did this for cycling. No one gave two Fs about the Tour de France. But when Lance was in it, we cared. I would say in my that I can think of off the top of my head. Lance, Tiger, and Caitlin Clark have the three biggest effects on their sports that I can recall. A singular entity dragging along an entire sport. There's never been anything like it that I can remember in my little world.
All right, up next, gentlemen and ladies, all you Bella listeners still holding on, waiting for us to play Maroon 5 or something. It's not going to happen, but...
Maybe we could come back with some... I mean, we played a lot of Ozzy yesterday. Maybe we balance it out with some...
Yeah, I mean, it's the least we could do, play some Bella music for the people. Yeah. Do you think there's anybody out there that is like, God, when are they going to... They sure do talk a lot on Bella now.
What do we think the number one song on Bella was?
Oh.
I can find it.
Like a Taylor Swift.
So let's look at adult contemporary female hits.
Probably Chapel Roan. Well, did they play Chapel Roan on that station?
Probably.
Probably.
Probably that.
Okay.
Give me some Chapel Roan.
Hey, she's good.
Yeah, she is good.
Yeah, she's talented.
The Mariners traded Julio? Next on The Fan.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
There you go, Bella peeps.
By the way, Buck made a command decision because the number one hit right now on adult contemporary radio is Teddy Swims. But Buck said no.
What song?
And then Benson Boone was number two, and Buck also said no and went with Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, I was pot committed on Chapel there.
Yeah, he was. He had already committed to it. So
what's the Teddy Swim song?
Oh God,
Lose Control. I think he
Lose
said it
Control.
Was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We have that too. I can find it.
It's a little. I mean, it's not old, but that's still number one.
According to this,
I feel like that song's been out a while.
Couldn't tell you.
By the way, he's coming to Edgefield in September.
Yeah, that'll be a big deal.
Teddy Swims.
Yeah, Teddy Swims is he's good.
Yeah, this song.
This.
Here on 105.1 Bella.
Right.
The fellas.
Lose control.
Right,
something's got a hold on me
lately. Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know this too.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's been on the charts for 43 weeks.
What's Benson Boone do?
He takes his shirt off a lot and does backflips. He's an oily bohunk.
Could you name a song, please?
If I heard one, I would know what it is. But...
I think he performed Beautiful Things at the Grammys.
That's the big one.
Here's that.
Yeah. And that goes...
No, it picks up.
And he's got a mustache.
What?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. But
lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers, I recall.
The ladies love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benson.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He signed our wall out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was here.
He's like if Timothy Chalamet became a real man.
Ooh. I thought you were to say if Timothy Chalamet became a musician.
I love Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, he's like a steroided up Timothy Chalamet. So there's for our Bella listeners.
Yep, that's for you ladies.
For you ladies.
I'm sure you're still out there.
By the way, the stupid billboard, when I went to look up the billboard charts, they're trying to make me pay to look at
Oh, come on.
Are you serious? Yeah, subscribe now or log in to see the charts.
Get out of here with that.
Okay, billboard. Yeah. I'm really itching to find the adult content. And by the way, it took me like 30 seconds to find it on Twitter. Someone had posted a screenshot of it. Keep doing that.
Well, you remember in the old days when you had to wait till Saturday morning and hear Casey Kasem?
Yeah.
Count them down?
Yeah, the hot countdown. Yeah.
Dude, I used to look so forward to that.
Oh, absolutely.
I loved it.
I remember when I was a kid, I would have my tape player ready.
Yeah.
And
for all the songs that you didn't have?
Yes. And it would piss me off when they would talk over the beginning or cut it short at the end.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm trying to make my awesome mixtape to make out with. What the hell are you doing? Shut up and let me hear the beginning of the song.
American Top 40.
Yeah.
God. It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time.
All right. Well, I can't get to my Julio Rodriguez story because we're out of time. Mm. Thanks to Chapel Roan.
Well, and Teddy Swims.
And Benson Boone.
Catching fillings for Benson Boone.
Arr.
So I'll get to that tomorrow. Coming up next in the club.
Aren't we already there?
What?
Great. Now I'm getting ads for Benson Boone now on my damn computer.
Coming up next in the club, did you see the Koberger victim family statements?
I saw where they were upset that he that they accepted the plea deal. They wanted a needle in his arm.
No. They were in court today.
Yeah, because the sentencing happened today.
Correct.
Yeah.
And boy, dude, this is a giant wow.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, I didn't see.
There's this. Lots of wow there.
Dude, there is lots
Ooh.
Of wow.
Wow!
I'm ready for wow. Sad wow.
Also, the one person we all want to hear from, even Congress, that's next on The Fan.